You bring up in the outset a very interesting week here out at House Hall, because it's Bears Commanders week. And a week ago at this time, we thought this was going to be the showdown of all showdowns. Number one overall pick versus the number two overall pick. Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels. It was so intriguing that CBS flexed the game into the 3:25 slot. They threw Jim Nantz and Tony Romo and Tracy Wolfson on the call. And now Jaden Daniels may not play. We've got the news coming out of Washington that he is currently, per Dan Quinn, week to week with the rib injury he suffered on Sunday against the Panthers. Dan Quinn said today, Mark, that Jaden Daniels suffered that rib injury on the first play of the game, ended up playing 10 snaps in that game before turning things over to Marcus Mariota. And I know that when CBS kind of moved their A-team and carved out the stage, that they weren't expecting Caleb Williams versus Marcus Mariota to be the center stage attraction.
Yeah, I think that obviously it would ruin a lot of it, but the fact that Caleb Williams has come on like he has, as we've been talking about, especially in the last two games, and we could say three if you'd like to go back that far as well, I think that they would accept that too. I'm worried, man, because I guess as one who covers this team, yeah, I want to see it too. Like, I don't necessarily need the Bears to have an easier way of it in Washington. I want to see the spectacle too. I want all the hyperbole. I want all the pomp and circumstance, and we've got some of that today at the podium, so I'm hoping for it. But man, we know how these rib injuries are. I mean, yeah. Typically a player has a rib injury, they're going to miss at least a week. So I begin the week pessimistic that Jaden Daniels will be able to play in the game. But why would they want to take a chance this early in the season, despite what it is with what is their franchise quarterback? And it looks like he's going to be great for a long time.
No question, particularly with a dual threat quarterback, a guy that's going to be moving around a lot, a guy who needs to use his body to throw the football. And man, I was talking to Studs before we came online here that, anybody that's suffered through a bruised rib, a cracked rib, it is a very, very painful injury. You can take a lot of stuff to numb it. You can take a lot of stuff to get through, but it is different trying to play quarterback in the NFL against a really good defense with a bad rib. So I think you're right. I think it's probably increasingly unlikely that Jaden Daniels will play. We'll obviously monitor that day to day out here during the week, and it will remove some of the luster from this matchup. But hopefully for the Bears' sake, they come back focused, ready, rested, capable of continuing a winning streak here, which is, not super common. And we're on a three-game surge here. The Bears looking for their first road win of the season, not counting the neutral site London victory over the Jaguars. And we'll see what they've got in store later in the week.
Yeah, I mean, to continue to take advantage of what's in front of you. Yeah, the Bears have gone up against some bad defenses. We've taken that into account. It has to be taken into account. If they do play against Washington without Jaden Daniels and it's Marcus Mariota, then, hey, take advantage of that, because Jaden Daniels has been legitimate this year. And I finally got a chance to watch him a couple times a couple of weeks ago, and then the very little that he played on Sunday. But from my eyes and from what I've seen, this guy is really good. He's dangerous. He's explosive, and he can do it. He's got a big arm, and he's got big legs too.
It'd be interesting. And then it's a good type of challenge for a Bears defense that wants challenge, right? And they're thirsting for it, and they want to see what they can do. It should be a fascinating game regardless of who plays. By the way, Marcus Mariota in that trouncing of Carolina on Sunday was 18 for 23, 205 yards, two touchdowns. So the offense continued to hum, albeit against a bad Panthers defense that we're very familiar with. But it's not like there was a steep fall off when Mariota came in the game on Sunday afternoon.
My experience is watching backup quarterbacks, and we've seen a ton of it here with the Bears, that typically when they first enter a game, when they are hoisted into action, there's that adrenaline going, sort of that nothing to lose factor, and we see a lot of quarterbacks thrive in that area, make you think, oh, there's really not much of a steep step off. But I think that eventually all, and this goes for backup players at any position in the NFL, if you are a backup player, a backup quarterback, eventually you will be exposed. Nobody has a backup quarterback on their roster. I mean, there have been occasions every once in a while where maybe there's a backup that's worthy of being a starter, but typically not. So, I mean, we know the record throughout Marcus Mariota's career. So I do think, while he was good, I mean, I can't take anything away from him, he is a backup quarterback in the NFL. NFL, and the Bears would have to take advantage of that.
No question. No question about it. You mentioned we heard from some players here at House Hall on Monday afternoon, Cole Kmet and TJ Edwards among them. I thought Cole was good, as he always is, pretty insightful, pretty introspective, pretty capable of kind of shining a light on some of the feelings from inside the building here. Mark Potash, I thought, asked a pretty poignant question about what about this recent offensive surge that the Bears have been on makes him feel like this is sustainable. And Cole, for about the sixth time during the regular season, answered with two words: the quarterback. You know, and I don't know that there's anybody in this building that has been as enamored with the talent, the potential, and the growth of Caleb Williams as Cole Kmet. And he expresses it so consistently and so profoundly. Do you agree?
Yeah, and if you're a Bears fan and you hear that from Cole Kmet, that the reason 4-2 is sustainable and perhaps ascending is because of the quarterback, let's just stop and let that soak in for a second. Because really, truly, when was the last time we were able to say that? That a team, that a Bears offense is good, not because of their running back, not because of their offensive line, but because of the quarterback. So I think that that really needs to be taken into account. And my guess is that if Cole Kmet is saying it, that there are other people in the locker room that are seeing it. And you know what? Look, just the way you and I and everybody listening to the Take the North podcast takes in the Bears, we understand that the, you know, it was shaky early on. The players felt the same way. They're like, okay, wait a minute. What do we actually have here? Is this guy good? And then you're like, sort of the way we were in training camp when we'd see those elite plays, like, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. And there's a lot of that going on right now. I can't wait to get back in the locker room on Wednesday because I feel like that's happening. Like, people are actually seeing what Caleb Williams is doing as opposed to just saying it and answering questions the way they think that we want the questions answered, because we ask all these questions. Right. What do you think of Caleb? What do you think of Caleb? And they're all, oh, he's great. And I watched him in college and he was awesome. But it's stuff that they have to say. Now it feels more genuine from the guys in the locker room, including the guys on the podium today.
No, I think they're seeing it and I think they're feeling it. I think they're feeling the difference. I think they're feeling what momentum is like when you can score 5 touchdowns in a football game, which the Bears have done in each of the last 2 games they've played. It's pretty incredible stuff when you've lived this existence for as long as you have, to suddenly be shown the light, you know, and to see the light and go, wow, this is pretty cool to be able to get on a roll like this. And Cole's one of those guys that, like, he doesn't just blow smoke to blow smoke. You know, he's pretty honest and forthright and candid. And I've been tickled with how enamored he's been with Caleb, because as you mentioned, it is genuine. And he does know the quarterback history, not only as a Bears fan through his entire boyhood, but having been here now for 5 seasons and having played with Mitch and Nick and Andy and Justin and, you know, all the guys he's been forced to catch passes from during his career, he knows it. And he has genuine conviction and genuine belief that the Bears have finally solved this riddle at the most important position in the sport. And for me, Mark, as somebody that's out here reporting it, it validates some of the things that I see, you know, and feel. And you go, okay, well, if Cole's feeling the same way, then there must be something here. If, you know, Keenan's feeling this way, and if DJ's feeling this way, and if Matt and Shane are feeling this way, all of a sudden you get this swell of belief, and you understand why this organization as a whole is very confident and very optimistic about where not only this season can head, but the next 5 to 10 years can head.
Yeah, even when it felt like, when Justin Fields, it was a 2022 when he had the outstanding running
four game stretch, yeah.
Yeah, where it felt like, okay, maybe there's something here, but obviously in the next year, there's a lot of us who, I still had one final glimpse or feeling of optimism for Justin Fields. If you can put together a passing game somewhat comparable to the domination that Justin Fields did with his legs, then you've got something. But it was just so filled with that caveat, and ultimately it wasn't sustainable for Justin Fields, nor was it even with there was some good glimpses from Mitch Trubisky. Obviously, the Tampa Bay game had some nice games against Detroit. You could even say, if you want to really zero in on the final quarter of the Philadelphia game before they ended up losing that playoff game, there were moments where you're like, okay, maybe Mitch Trubisky has got it, but there was always way too many questions with those quarterbacks, even going back to Jay Cutler. And I'm going to get crazy here because he's played 6 games, but the trajectory that he seems on and the word that we'll continue to use until we stop using it is the legitimacy with which the Bears offense is playing and with the way that Caleb Williams is playing so far. So, yeah, man, I mean, just hearing it from players to confirm what, and you and I were on the same page with a lot of the stuff with Justin Fields towards the end and of course, putting our reputations on the line for Caleb Williams.
But by the way, a little tease here for later in the week. I will have something at ChicagoTribune.com at the end of the week, and then we are going to bring some audio to the Take North podcast for our listen to this episode at the end of the week related to Caleb Williams and his return home. And I bring that up because his return home is another obstacle that he's got to face, right? He's going back to DC this weekend to play in front of a large group of family and friends and people that have been in his background. And you know, that's something that as a young quarterback you have to manage. Now, I think we both agree that the maturity he's shown through every stage of his time with the Bears since the pre-draft process until now has been pretty impressive. But this is another thing that you have to navigate your week, and you have to have the steadiness, and you have to be able to control your excitement and your energy and whatever your outside influences are in a way that allows you to be ready for the game day. So it's an interesting challenge. And you throw in that as well, Mark, that he's 0-2 on the road, you know, and so you got to be able to thrive in a road environment and clear that hurdle as well.
We'll find out when we talk to Caleb Williams on Wednesday, but I'm thinking and actually hoping that he doesn't downplay this, that he doesn't say it's just another game and, hey, we're worried about us. And knowing his personality and just getting to know him from his stuff on the podium and occasional conversations in the locker room, he seems like the type of guy who will embrace this and say, yeah, man, it is awesome that this game got flexed to 3:00. It is awesome that it's the first overall pick against the second overall pick. I don't think there's any – Cole Kmet kind of said that today. Like, I don't think there's any problem with, I'm just paraphrasing, embracing the fact that this is a big game, yeah, and it's meaningful and it's fun that it's 1-2. So many times it feels like, and I get it, it's what sports teams have to do to make themselves just keep on that even keel. But why not? Why not play it up a little bit and enjoy it and embrace it?
Well, I love the sentiments that Cole shared today because he was very emphatic in saying, look, your preparation doesn't change and the way you go about your week doesn't change, but your energy levels should change for big games. And you should have the want to be on that stage with everybody checking in to see how you measure up in big moments. You know, this is the trajectory that the Bears want to go. This is the ride that they want to take. And when you are a young ascending team trying to get comfortable in these moments, you want to experience these moments. Now, look, there's guys on this football team that have been there. TJ Edwards, we heard from today, he's played in the Super Bowl. Tremaine Edmonds has made deep playoff runs. There's guys here that know what it's like to be in those moments, and then there's guys that aren't. And I think the more experience you can gain in these types of games, not only navigating the preparation, but then getting in them and feeling that adrenaline surge, it's important. And it's not just important for this year, it's important for the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that, because the more big games in you get in, the more big game experience you want. And so hopefully this will be a beneficial thing, win, lose, or draw for the Bears to kind of navigate this week together.
Yeah, that stuff is real, man. I mean, sometimes it just sounds like cliche and talk, but that, I mean, another thing Cole Kmet said, he says he's sick of playing in noon games. You know what I mean? They want that shine. They want, for whatever reason, whether it's they want the individual attention, that's cool. But really, it does. And I think I heard you talking about this on The Score today, that you had a friend that was watching the Minnesota Green Bay or the Minnesota Detroit game, and he said it felt like a playoff game. That's exactly what you want. It's like a college football season when you don't play enough big games during the year, and then you get to your bowl game and you get your ass beat. And we've seen too many Bears teams have that happen because it didn't feel like the wins were legitimate and it didn't feel like they were big enough. So I think there is some, while it's not everything, I do think that there is some realness to that.